Well, all I can say is that I do not basically listen to much country radio, but I listen to WSM on a regular basis. We have dozens and dozens of visitors who come from all over the globe to visit us in Nashville. The only radio station that they're interested in listening to is WSM. And I think that a lot of times mistakes are being made, that a lot of the things that make Nashville different from another city of its size are being done away with. And with each one, it gives people less and less of a reason to come and visit Nashville.
I grew up with WSM being the soul not only of Nashville, but the soul of my household as well. When I was a kid, I'd get up in the morning and my parents would have WSM on the radio.
We're up from Texas. This is our third visit to Nashville in less than a year. And one of the reasons that we like to come here is to enjoy the classic country. And we don't want to see it lost. We'd like to see it stay the same that it is.
I'd like to say what my sign says. There is no murder on Music Row, just the wrong people running the new country show.
WSM Saturday Morning Eddie Stubbs is one of my favorite things about Nashville. And as the other girl, Christy, said, whenever I have visitors from out of town, they always want to listen to WSM. And it just makes me very sad. It's what makes Nashville, Nashville.
Well, Gaylord Entertainment's done a lot for Nashville here in the last few years, haha. And Nashville's the home of country music, and if they're not willing to support it, we ought to pull our tax support from them and just tell them to get the hell out.
I'm Dot Sawyer from Pegram, Tennessee. I listen to WSM AM every day, about 8 to 10 hours a day. Go to bed sleeping by it most of the time, wake up to it, and know all the DJs, and call them often and tell them how much I enjoy their show. Write letters and have listened to it. I'm 73 years old. I've listened to it since I was about 10 years old.
Yeah, this is a great thing. It, you know, it's Gaylord has made a practice of tearing down everything everybody's ever built here. You know, in 1972, American General built Opryland, and Gaylord bought it and bulldozed it. And in 1925, the National Life started the Grand Ole Opry, and now they're trying to get rid of it, you know. So I just like my sign says. I said, the hell with the Gaylord gang, and I mean every word of it, too.
Keep country alive! Keep country alive! Keep country alive! Keep country alive! Keep country alive!
It's a shame to lose something that's so important, that's been around for so long, that's so important to so many people.